In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was with blood that the high priest would enter into the presence of the divinity, into the presence of the Ark of the Covenant, of the mercy seat where God appeared to his people in their desert wanderings, where he would appear when they had built a house for him, a temple in the holy city Jerusalem. His finger dripping with blood, the high priest and he alone, entering into the Holy of Holies, would asperge the area before the mercy seat on behalf of the chosen people in atonement for their sins. Were he to violate this holiest of rites, he would be struck dead instantly by the Lord God. It was a rite that he would perform and he alone, but once a year. It was a rite that was above all fulfilled, accomplished, superseded by the holy days whose threshold we have crossed with our entrance into Passiontide on this Sunday, superseded, elevated by the one true sacrifice that would not last but a year, but accomplished once for all years. Indeed, on that Friday, made good for all eternity, the sacrifice of the cross is the center of all of human history. We enter now, today, into the Holy of Holies, not only of our sacred Catholic year, but of all times and places as well. The Holy of Holies of humanity, into the sanctuary sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, slain from the beginning of the world. The cross is the end and the beginning. We journey in time together with our Holy Mother Church, who removes certain parts of the Mass that, while ancient, developed much later than the holiest parts of Mass itself. Psalm 42, recited at the foot of the altar, is omitted until Easter. Many smaller prayers are omitted as well. By this austere return, we again journey in time to the earliest days of our faith. We rush to meet the apostles and our earliest fathers in their faith, that we might bear their spirit as we cross with them into the inner sanctuary of our sacred mysteries. Most strikingly, sacred images, and most especially the standard of our redemption, the cross, are now veiled to our eyes. What divine paradox, remarks Don Geranger. Just as our first parents, tasting the bitter fruit of their sin and its attendant shame, hid their nakedness and hid from their God, now too our blessed Savior in today's Gospel, the spotless Lamb, innocent and without sin, but bearing our guilt, is obliged to hide from the fury of his enemies. Divine marvel that the God of our fathers, the God of our hearts, the Word through whom all things were made, is obliged to hide himself. But it is indeed his weakness that will repair our shame. Our Holy Mother Church cannot bear that the images of the triumph of her bridegroom, the triumph of his saints, be shown at a time when she is wholly occupied with the mournful meditation on the suffering and death of her beloved. And so violet falls as we draw near to our salvation. Time and again, it is his veiling of himself that will bring us into closer union with him. By his incarnation, he has veiled his divinity. In the Holy Eucharist, he has veiled his humanity. But his suffering and death, too, are a veil, and they fall like a pall upon our faith and love. Like Abraham, asked to reconcile the promise of an innumerable descendants with the sacrifice of his only son, on whom that promise depended, we are in these days confronted with the seemingly insurmountable paradox. The man delivered to the fury of his enemies, the flesh torn asunder by torture, the body writhing in agony, hanging from the gibbet, and then lying lifeless in the tomb. Is this flesh, is this blood, not only the price of our redemption, but our life, our hope, our love? Emphatically, yes. Come, brothers and sisters, Christ enters the holy city anew. He lives these sacred moments again, but now not only in Jerusalem, but in the city of our soul. From whose fury does he hide his sacred face? From whose blows will he recoil in pain, with blood mixed with tears of infinite worth? The holy city, as Cardinal Schuster says, is the image of our own soul. The enemies of Christ in Jerusalem are also his enemies within the gates of our heart. As Absalom to David, as the Pharisees to our Savior, so our sins to Christ living anew in us. Who saddles upon these sacred shoulders the burden of the sin of the world? It is I. Who rends the immaculate flesh born of the Blessed Virgin? It is these sinful hands that wield the whip. Who bears the lance and the sword that will pierce a sacred heart and the immaculate heart that bore him? It is again these ungrateful hands, ever ready to wield a hammer and nails, to crucify the love of my heart again, as St. Paul warns the Hebrews. Yet as we enter this holy of holies that is Passiontide, we must remember that every moment of our Savior's passion is of infinite worth. If we find him crucified by our ingratitude, may we draw from him his love to atone as he atones for us. He enters into that eternal sanctuary bearing his own blood for our redemption. We likewise must come bearing that same blood. Where will we find it, brethren? In every sacred moment of these holiest of days. What traitors to the name of Christ still stalk the city of your heart? What vices have yet to be trampled by the cross? You will find their antidote, their conqueror in every frame of the passion. Is it temperance that you lack? Adore the lips that drank the bitter cup to the dregs. Does lust haunt the halls of your heart? Adore the scourging of this immaculate flesh. Do you lack courage in the accomplishment of right? There is invincible fortitude and strength in each sacred fall beneath the cross. Does your heart yearn for justice but cannot satisfy its scales? There is one who will offer an infinite sacrifice to satisfy his Father's justice for us. Has your heart been hardened by resentment and anger? Let it be softened by the precious blood flowing from the heart opened for you. Let us enter this sanctuary together to adore the Lamb slain from the beginning of the world, as St. John says in his Apocalypse, slain from the moment of the first sin of our parents, slain in the folds of divine providence, for the Father decreed that we should be redeemed by this blood. His love did not hesitate to redeem us, but destined our redemption in his Son from the beginning of the world. We are brought now to that beginning. Here is Gethsemane, here is Eden, here is Jerusalem, here is sacrifice, here is redemption. Jesus Christ enters into the Holy of Holies with his own precious blood, but we too must enter with him, bearing his blood. St. Leo the Great tells us that these 14 days until Easter were ordered by the apostles themselves to be days of the most intense of fasts. If our bodies can no longer support the original physical rigor of Passiontide, may we at least enter blameless and with a mortified will into the sanctuary of the universe itself. Come, therefore, be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb by a serious and honest confession. Prepare each Holy Communion during these holy days as though it were your first, as though it were your last. This is the acceptable time. This is the hour of grace. the devil will redouble his efforts to ensnare us. To us, therefore, the duty to redouble our own efforts, to give our life, mind, heart, and strength to our crucified Savior. The Savior lives his passion anew in the holy city of our soul. But another holy heart hallows the streets of our city. Walk with the Blessed Virgin Mary as she accompanies her Divine Son through every moment of the holiest of weeks. Let her steadfast attention to the Divine Heart, her horror of sin, guide our minds and hearts in these days. May we, by the holy life we will have lived in these days, merit, like our Mother, to enter the heavenly sanctuary welcomed by God the Father, for we too bear the blood of the Lamb. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.